Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world. Welcome home. This is a sacred space and a sanctuary for you to reignite your vitality. We're here to empower you with tools and resources and support during these interesting, dynamic, and illuminating times of change and transition on our planet. So thank you for being here and contributing your energy and love to this sacred circle today. I want to ask my favorite question. What is the best that could happen today? Well, today my co-creative partner is the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful healer Martina Whitehouse. And we are here to talk about supporting you by supporting your immune system. We want to empower you. We're talking about immune system resilience in 21 days. So just trust and know that brilliant, bountiful blessings are on their way to you. Just relax, breathe, open, and receive. We invite you to subscribe to this show if you haven't already. It's a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays, including today's, on iTunes or YouTube. And please connect with us further in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul or Straight Talk with Carrie or Carrie L. Murphy to find me personally. My intention with our gathering today is for love and empowerment and joy and soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this entire sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together today. You're welcome to write in and let Martina and myself know how you're doing, how you're feeling throughout the show. You can ask your questions in our webcast. We are going to be taking some callers later. Martina will be testing callers for adrenal fatigue or burnout. So if you're in stress mode, we want to really provide some empowering tools so you feel resilient again. So if you do want to be considered for calling in, just press star 2. That'll raise your hand and let me know that you're out there and you want to connect with Martina a little bit later. And a little bit more about Martina. She's an alternative health practitioner, a medical intuitive, a healer, and a communicator who works with both humans and animals to facilitate healing in the brain, the body, and the soul. She's studied a wide range of healing practices, including epigenetics, quantum healing, energy psychology, spinal column and joint therapy. She's also achieved a master level in both Reiki and NIS, which is neurological integration system therapy. When Martina was 14 years old, she developed shingles. That's a painful condition that's related to the chickenpox virus, but rare in children. A rash developed in her mouth, which became inflamed to the point where she couldn't eat and could only take in a few drips of water. So this enforced fasting, it changed the physiology of her body, and it connected her to a higher consciousness. And that allows her to access information that is outside of most people's awareness. Her ability to energetically see inside your brain, see inside your body, and to connect to your soul is an incredible gift that she has been using to help others return to harmony, health, and happiness. Over many years, she has used her unique connection to higher consciousness to hone and develop her skills to the point where she is able to energetically reconnect broken neural pathways, reset highly charged energy to neutral, and then treat disease and illness in a way that delivers incredible results. And she was here, two or three months ago, and she has helped and assisted so many members of our community that it's amazing, and that's why we had to have her back. So today we're going to talk about how The power of oxygen relates to the immune system because of the role of the lungs in filtering harmful things that come in. So we're going to talk about connecting with your intuition. That also impacts the immune system, accessing your soul's wisdom. We'll talk about energetic supplements and the importance of trace nutrients and how they are the building blocks of health and how this relates to the immune system. Plus, heavy metal release and how releasing heavy metals from the body strengthens the immune system and makes energy flow more freely. That's what we want for you. We want things flowing. And we're going to address quieting the monkey mind, how the mind can get stuck on a loop. And the same patterns and thoughts, they just keep going. They repeat over and over again. And we're going to talk about what this does to the body and how that affects your immune system. So again, we're going to take live callers later. Martina will energetically test people for adrenal fatigue. So press star 2 to raise your hand for that. And now, my friends, please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and appreciation to beautiful Martina as I welcome her to the show. So welcome back, my friend.
Hi, Carrie. Welcome everyone on the call. I'm so, so happy to be here again. Your audience is nothing short but amazing, and I so love to be here. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. And they love you. The feedback that I've received from the people who worked with you. You were here, Martina, right when all the COVID stuff, it was just starting, and
yes.
You provided so much relief and support to people in this community. And that was your very first time on the show. So it's an honor and a joy to have you back during these times. As we said,
you.
We want to get people feeling resilient, because
yes.
A lot of them are stressed right now, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is so true. This is so true. And on so many levels, some are in stress about the virus. They are scared to get ill from that and to maybe not recover. Some lost their jobs. Some lost maybe their company or had to close down for a while. So no income, how to pay all the bills. Then being locked down with maybe an abusive spouse at home creates stress. Having the children at home and do homeschooling, which is nothing most people are educated in. So this causes a lot of stress at the moment. And so I'm experiencing a lot of people coming up with blood pressure issues, headache, digestion issues, sleeping issues, the whole variety of pain that comes up, back pain, lower back pain, upper back pain, migraines, appetite, weight gain, weight loss. So stress is a really important topic at the moment.
Oh my gosh, yes. I want to talk about how when you, specifically the way that you work, when you're working with an individual, you scan and clear their physical, mental, emotional issues, and then really bring them back into alignment. What happens are you literally able to see these blocks? Just describe for people who don't know you yet how you work and how this works for you.
I'm not seeing that in the common way you mean by like visualizing, mm-hmm. but I'm sensing a change of energy. So I'm literally looking at the end at each single cell that we have in our bodies, no matter in the brain or in any other tissue, and then I can test for literally everything that is out there for viruses, bacteria, fungus, or yeast infections, then neurological issues where the brain is not able to control certain parts of the body, cranial nerves, and also, of course, adrenals are part of my work, and mm-hmm. thyroid, all the glands, all the brain structures, under so many different protocols that I'm looking at to really cover most of the things that are out there and taking away the burden from the physical body, but also the emotional, mental body and the spiritual one, they start a healing process. Even one protocol might make one feel way better because it was such a burden. And now the brain can take over control again and bring back health and start their inner healing journey, because this is what happened. I'm clearing the obstacles that are standing in the way for the client to heal him or herself.
Yes, and you do so with such compassion, Martina. You are so generous and giving, and I'm grateful to you personally for, you know, your help in my world and family. And, you know, you are very devoted to being of service, and I really wanted to honor you for that.
Thank you so much.
Very genuine in your desire to help people.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
And very accurate with your work as well. So let's talk about the body and how the body responds to illness of any kind if the immune system is weak. Let's talk a little bit about the science behind that and what happens when an infection or a virus enters the body with a weakened immune system.
Well, the immune system... Maybe we start with, why is the immune system weakening at all?
Yes.
So we have all these germs and toxins that surround us. Then we have maybe some medication we have to take that the doctor said we have to. Maybe we are drinking alcohol or smoking, or we have a lack of nutrition. And all of that comes together and our immune system starts to struggle. Over a while, it will work, but then there comes this little tiny bit on top of that, and then our immune system is like, no, there is no chance. Now I give you some kind of like a disease, some illness, some virus, bacteria, whatever, that is now forcing you to maybe stay home, go to bed, and just try to recover from that. But what happens internally? Everything that comes into our bodies, like all food, all alcohol, the smoking, the poisonous things out there, like pesticides or things that are out there, they cause a chemical reaction within our cells. And then our cells react with stress, even more when it comes to negative thoughts, negative emotions. I think this
Definitely.
Is the part most people forget when we talk about stress. But this is such a burden for everyone, having negative thoughts, negative self-communication, and negative emotions. And now what happens? Our adrenals get activated. We have two systems in our bodies, the sympathetic system and the parasympathetic system. The sympathetic system is the one for the fight and flight or freeze. And the parasympathetic is that system that we need for healing, for growing, for digestion, for generating energy.
Right.
And both of the systems should normally be balanced, because stress basically is nothing negative. And also, the sympathetic system, the adrenaline, is actually something very beneficial, because you tap on the road, a car is driving towards you, you will just jump to the side and not be run over by the car. Therefore, we need the sympathetic system, and therefore we need a lot of adrenaline to just be able to react. But now, with all the burden of what we have been talking before, our brains are interpreting stress in a totally different way. And literally, the entire life becomes stressful. And now you have a permanent release of adrenaline and noradrenaline. And on top of that, cortisol. And the cortisol, maybe some of you know that, when you get cortisol from the doctor, for what reason ever, your immune system is weak.
Right. I'm excited that you're going to test some people in a little bit on the call for adrenal fatigue, because a lot of people are writing in about that. They are experiencing that. They're stressed. So we're going to talk about that. I do want to highlight your journey a little bit. You spoke about it last time you were here a little bit, but as I mentioned in the introduction, Martina, you had shingles when you were young. And so you had to fast. You couldn't eat. You couldn't really drink. And so this is what caused you at a young age to kind of open up to, as I said, a higher consciousness. Can you describe, you know, how that has evolved for you over the years? Because if you started out with that connection relatively young, how has it changed for you, that expanded awareness or higher consciousness connection?
Well, for my entire lifetime, I have been always connected to Source at that young age, not consciously being aware of. Mm-hmm. I was just taking things like they have been, following my intuition and just being deeply connected to my own energy and the energy of everything around me. And things like stress is kind of like, at the moment I feel a little bit stressed, but this is this positive stress of being excited to do that. Mm-hmm. But this negative stress is something that I really don't know. It's not inside of me, and it now is in a state where I can just access Source and ask for information, letting guide myself and finding answers and guidance for my patients. Mm-hmm. So not bringing in knowledge with a limited human perception, but just asking Source for an answer. And this just, it was there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about energetically reconnecting broken neural pathways in the brain, this actually happens. There is on an energetic or frequency field or level, these broken pathways are healed in the brain, which is so interesting and powerful, and that can affect people with all kinds of issues, right?
Yes. At the end, it doesn't matter what somebody is telling me is bothering him or her, if it's like an acute thing going on or if it's some chronic thing. Mm-hmm. Even life-threatening things are possible to heal if the soul path is meant to be like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But
there is always a chance for miracles if you find the right key for the patient. Miracles are possible at any time, even in the worst situation. This is possible.
So does that happen on a relatively regular basis when so-called miracles, you hear people saying things like that to you in your work?
Yes,
can you give some examples?
Yes, I
or
can give
like
some.
Or just like what symptoms or what conditions that you've noticed were really miraculous?
Epilepsy, for example, being gone after one session.
Yes.
Or a tumor in the liver being gone within 3 weeks. So miracles are allowed to happen.
They're allowed
or
to happen.
A patient, or a patient that was really in a serious condition, and he had brain tumors with metastasia, and he was in a state of being unconscious. He was not able to eat himself. He had this feeding tube and also suffering from seizures. And when I was working on him, he came back being conscious. He could start eating again. He could say goodbye to his family. To his wife. He could finish writing his book and then peacefully passed over after like 6 or 8 weeks after we have been working together. So amazing things are allowed to happen, yes.
I love how you're phrasing that. And it's really us deciding that we want to allow for it.
Yes.
And of course, I think the soul has, you know, sometimes like the gentleman you just mentioned, sometimes it is time to go.
Yes.
But we can do so in a very harmonious way. And you can help with that. I'm looking at, there's a lot of people that have written in. I want to read a couple of questions here, Martina, if you don't mind.
Yes. No.
Okay. Alexandra from Portugal just wrote in. She said, I'm so happy to be on this call. Martina is such a magnificent being, loving, kind, generous, and a powerful coach and healer. That's very kind of you, Alexandra. She said, I don't know if you remember Alexandra, Martina, but she said she booked a session with you because she was feeling overwhelmed. Her energy was scattered and her body was hurting. She said, after the session, I was calmed down and my body began to heal. I love Martina and her work and listen to her MP3s at least once per day. They help me every day. Thank you, Martina. Thank you, Carrie, for having her on. You're welcome. So I guess that was her just sharing her message. So we appreciate that, Alexandra. Okay, Ollie says, hi, beautifuls. Hello. She said, I started having lower back and leg pain. I'd be so grateful if you could guide me on what to do, what caused that, and how I can possibly heal. Thank you. Infinite love and gratitude. Lower back and leg pain. I mean, any guidance? I don't know if this is something that you can do on a show like this or in this time, but anything you can offer Ollie, who's having lower back pain and leg pain?
I'm just tuning in. Guidance is really a big word for that now, but let's see what comes up. There is kind of like a block on a spiritual level that keeps like from moving on. I'm testing for some, parathyroid. So thyroid, parathyroid. So kind of like an imbalance in the bone structure, looking at the calcium level. And I'm also sensing fear, anxiety, fear. And with that, of course, we have some adrenal activity here, not to a level of fatigue or burnout, but some relaxation would be really good, like some meditation, like some yoga, listening to my recordings, if I'm allowed to mention that.
Yes, of course. Let's celebrate everything that you are offering. Absolutely.
That's
okay.
Okay. And additionally, yes, some magnesium would be great. I'm testing for a lack of magnesium. So the entire system needs magnesium and vitamin C as well.
Okay. Ollie.
I hope that helps. Other than that, we should go deeper into that, into what's going on.
Yeah, if you want to go deeper, we are offering private sessions with Martina to go take things deeper. Jenna wrote in. She said, hi, dear souls. Hi, Jenna. She said, I've gained weight for some reason this last year. Any insight on how to get normal again? I think a lot of people have been gaining weight with during this time. Any suggestions or anything that you're feeling or sensing with Jenna?
Weight issues are a big thing. It could be so many things, but for her, it feels like she's protecting herself. So she put it on the weight to make sure something stays a little bit more away from her. So yes, adrenals. Yeah, our topic, stress, causes weight gain as the digestion does not work properly. I assume that she also has some digestion issues and eating the wrong things. Yeah, some carbs, sugars. Pay attention, Jenna, for having no carbs and not too much sugar and not even fruit. Do not have too many fruits. This is not helpful for you. Too many fruit are not helpful for anyone, but for you especially, try to keep it on a low level, like one apple a day or like, let's say, 10 grapes a day. Not more of fructose, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jenna, I hope that was helpful, my dear. Gloria. She said, hi, Carrie and Martina. Although I am pretty chill, not many stressors, I am feeling exhausted. I wonder if it's an adjustment to higher energy that is coming in. Can you tune in and I guess let her know if the exhaustion she's feeling for Gloria, if it is this a higher energy coming in, or what are you sensing, Martina?
Gloria, in that case, your assumption was pretty right. It's a lot of energy downloads, the Schumann resonance acting up, our nervous system having been upgraded only lately. So very common symptoms at the moment, headache, being very, very tired, exhausted, mm-hmm. to the point that you do not want to move, that you sometimes do not want to even eat. So yes, you're perfectly right. It's an upgrade of cells, ascension symptoms.
So just hang on, and it'll be over soon. Until the next time. These ascension waves, I can relate, Gloria.
Sometimes I'm like, can I have a break, please? But no, it doesn't happen like that.
To ride the wave, because, yes. Yes, okay. Okay, let's see. I'm going to read one more in here. Sylvia, she said, she's in Cairo. Hi, Martina. I have been dealing with debilitating vertigo. Can you shed any light on what's going on with me? That's Sylvia.
Debilitating. Can you just help me with what this word exactly means, please?
Debilitating means it's just causing her, it's really wiping her out. This vertigo is really bothering her.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
Well, the vertebra itself literally never ever has a problem on itself. It's the organs and the glands that are linked to every vertebra.
Oh, so sweetheart, I think she's talking about vertigo. Vertigo is when you feel dizzy, lightheaded.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Sorry, that was a misunderstanding. Vertigo, let me tune in here. There is a block in the cervical spine. There is also a block in the veins, so that the blood is kind of like stuck in the head. I'm pretty much sure she's experienced also kind of like pressure and no flow in the brain. And this is a block. It's around cervical four and five. The blood flow is here. The problem, let's look at the inner ear. No, that's all good here. Yeah, it starts in the brain stem, and this causes this vertigo problems. Let me send some energy and clear, hopefully lots of that in a short time here. Maybe it would make really sense to also see kind of like an osteopath or something like that. those things very often are, or it makes sense to have a hands-on method to release the tissue that is really stuck in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully I could help her already now.
Yes.
Maybe we get some response later.
Yeah, Sylvia, gosh, I hope you heard this, Sylvia. Let us know if you heard that, and we'd love to hear from you. Nicole, dear Carrie and Martina, I purchased the last package from Martina, and she is amazing. Yes, she is. She said, could Martina please tune into my dog, Murphy, who is having problems with his front paw, and nobody can find the cause, and now his hind legs are getting weak, and he can't stand up anymore at times. So much gratitude and love to both of you, and to you, Nicole. Martina, what's going on with Murphy, her doggy?
What's wrong with the dog?
My dog is having the same thing, Nicole.
Really?
Yeah, her hind legs. Oh. She's just so weak, yeah.
We have to check
let's
that.
Go, let's have... check into Nicole first.
Yeah, of course.
I'll talk to you later, Martina.
Okay, let's see. So the hip is not in balance, and the now we are in medical terms. The ankle do you say ankle in a dog? I'm not sure. In the front paw is kind of like blocked. So maybe he did step into some hole or anything like that. So the tendon is stretched, and this causes pain in here. I'm sending some energy to that. Let me look at the hips. Yeah, especially the right hip has a little problem. I think Murphy is maybe already a bit older, so having some signs of arthritis. Sending energy to that area. But it's possible to also help with these things. This is nothing that has to persist in the dog. There are beautiful things I can help with those things,
okay.
With animals in this situation.
Well, Nicole, okay, hopefully, Murphy, did you have anything more, Martina? I'm sorry.
From Murphy. Nicole was the name of the caretaker. Nicole, can you maybe add MSM, which is organic sulfur, to the diet of Murphy? This will help strengthen all tissues.
Okay.
That would be very, very helpful. There's a lack of that in his system.
Murphy, we want you to get better, little Murphy. So, Nicole, there you go. This is a really good question from LaVon from Long Beach, California. She said, I've felt a sense of adrenal fatigue after caring for and the loss of family members over a decade or more. My question is how to give extra assistance to the recovery of the adrenals when they have been so taxed. That's LaVon.
That's a good question, yeah.
Yes.
True. Well, the best thing you can do is, and the tissue will recover by itself because the body is renewing each cell within different amounts of time. The shortest time that cells will renew is 3 days. Some tissues take 7 years, but they will renew. So everything you do to nourish yourself, you have or you want to have beautiful food, prepare it yourself, not this ready-made whatever, you have no idea what is in there. Maybe some vegetables, some meditation, some yoga. So everything that is beneficial for you, supporting your physical body, and your adrenals will renew automatically.
Okay. And I know, a lot of people are experiencing that. So hopefully that is helpful, LaVon. Okay, let's take some live callers now. So many people have called in, written in, to connect with you. With the live callers, if you have something specific, that's fine. But if you want, Martina to really test your adrenals, we can do that. So, let's see. First caller, again, it's star 2 to raise your hand if you've called in by phone. The first caller that I'm going to is area code 310. You are live.
Wow. Hey, this is Denise. How are you?
Hey, Denise. I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Let's see what she sees. That would be great. I'm just going to get back in.
Okay. There's a little background noise, Denise. I'm not sure if you're outside.
Yes, I'm heading back into my car where it will be quieter.
Perfect.
Okay. Better.
Yes, better for myself.
Just get this big backpack off. So let's see what she sees. I've been recovering from a ski injury for the last 2 years, a serious one. So I have a lot of things that I'm doing. And let's see what we can strengthen.
Okay. Martina?
Okay, I'm tuning in. Denise was your name, is?
Yes, that's great.
Okay. So let's see what comes up. I assume you had some surgery because I'm sensing a lot of tissue that had been cut through, so the energy flow
yeah.
is not given.
I had a shoulder surgery and a neck surgery gastro things, trying to figure out what's wrong with the gastro. A few surgeries there, but they still don't know.
Interesting. Okay. But fascias are a huge thing for you. So when the fascia are not working properly, then your tissue, no matter if organ or muscle tissue, will not be supported in a proper way. And also the digestive products that need to leave the organ, the tissue, will not be able to do so. So we have lots of...
Exactly.
Nasty things being stuck somewhere.
I gained 43 pounds, and I'm an athlete and a healthy person.
Yes.
And they can't figure it out. So yes, thank you.
Yeah, cortisol levels are high. That's also weight gain, weak immune system due to all the surgery. So everything goes together. We really should dive deeper into that. I'm pretty much sure I can help you. And also my recordings alone will support you in a beautiful way. But this would be interesting for me. Could be some kind of Guinea pig for me. I love these challenges where doctors say, I don't know what's going on.
I'm a guinea pig for the doctors. Yeah, they did a pancreas duct procedure to block scar tissue that was blocking that. And now they just don't know. So
okay.
I got to do something.
And now they leave you. That's perfect. I would be really, really interested in diving deeper into that. So maybe think of buying a package and get a session with me. What do you think?
Okay, that sounds really good. Anything just in general that might help in the meantime? Suggestions or what you see?
Let's see. Magnesium would be very, very good for you. The magnesium malate. It will help with the relaxation and also with kind of like you're not suffering from depression, but it's I'm seeing a lack of dopamine, serotonin, and this will help with that.
Okay.
Because when you get a better mood, then you're system again. We're taking pressure away, and then your system can start healing. Mm-hmm. Visualize yourself being healthy again. Do not believe what the doctors tell you, because they don't know anything. You see that they don't know anything. So maybe everything they told you is simply not true.
Hmm. Right. with this particular issue, Carrie, true. You know, it's easy to do a shoulder surgery or a neck surgical procedure. Those are, you know, black and white, so to speak. Mm-hmm. This is not. So, no, they don't know. So she is absolutely correct, you know, and they even admit it. And
yeah.
I keep looking for a better they, but yes, I think I'll do a package for sure. And heed what you said so far. So thank you for calling on me, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah,
and
thank you, Denise.
It's my birthday on Sunday, so this is my birthday gift to me. So thank you.
Happy birthday. Mine is tomorrow, Denise, so we have birthday weekends together. Yes.
Yay.
Gemini. Exactly. Let's get you feeling better. So this year, lifts you up a little bit. All right, sweetie, happy birthday.
Thank you so much, both of you. Thanks for calling on me, Carrie. Really,
thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye. Love you too.
Love you.
You can really, I love that you said you love these challenges, like especially when the doctors say, we don't know.
Yes.
Send them to Martina.
That's really my favorite.
That's great. Okay. I'm going to go to another live caller, and your area code is, 206. 206, you're live.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling on me.
You're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Robert. I'm here in Seattle, Washington, looking out at Mount Rainier, Lake Washington, a beautiful day.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice. Are you enjoying the call, Robert?
Very much so. Very much so. And my thing is back pain. I've had it for many years. I'm a meditator. I do yoga. I eat well. I do all the things you're supposed to do, but I still have back pain. It's really bothering me.
Hi, Robert.
Hello, Martina.
Can you just clarify a little bit? I'm sensing more lower back pain, maybe thorax.
More middle and up towards the shoulders, but middle, behind the heart.
Okay. So the shoulders are a result of your lower back. This is kind of like mirroring what's going on in your neck area, shoulder area, and your thorax area. That is clearly related to stress, because there is a huge cranial nerve going down there and innervating all that area, and middle of thorax 8, 9, 10, this is all linked to stress reaction, digestion issues, maybe also breathing issues. Yeah, feels like that. Stomach, maybe you're having heartburn.
No, never have had that.
Okay, that's okay. Be happy you don't have.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No, I'm a very healthy person. You know, I've lived a very healthy life and lots of, joy and everything in my life. But there is stress and like everybody else. But I've had this back thing that's kind of wearing me down.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see if we can resolve it.
The thing is that actually the origin is from your organs. You might not experience symptoms from there, but it represents the problem in your back. You understand that? Because the organs are kind of like pulling on the vertebrae, and therefore you experience the back pain. So we should work on the organs, clear what is going on there, and then your back pain will simply disappear, because the pressure and the pulling, the pressure on one side and the pulling on the other side will just stop.
Very good. So what would you recommend?
Working with me.
Exactly.
She can only go so far in these little sessions here live, Robert.
Sure.
So if you feel inspired, I highly recommend Martina.
Very good. Very good, my friend.
Well, we appreciate you calling and being a part of the show with us, Robert, and hopefully
yeah,
that
enjoy
was helpful.
You. You get some great speakers, and I've been following you for a couple of years now, so very much enjoy it.
Oh, good. Well, thank you, Robert, and hopefully this will get cleared up if you work with Martina. Let me know if you do.
Wonderful.
Okay?
You bet.
All
right. Thank you. All the best to you.
Thank you, Robert. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Martina. Be well.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, you can do a lot in this session. I'm so grateful to you. You've really helped my daughter, and I want to tell everyone that. And so you're so amazing. And that's why everybody who has worked with you, more people have written in, Martina, who have worked with you that just love you. So that's a testament to what you do. So, okay, let me take another caller. Okay, area code 650. You are live.
Hi, is that me?
It's you. Who is you?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How's it going?
I'm good. I wanted to see if I can get a reading on what's well, I have a few different things going on, but what the main thing is.
So you want her to tune in and see with Kathy. Martina, what are you sensing?
I didn't understand her properly. So just in general, checking through, is that correct?
Yeah, I have a few different things. I don't want to go over all of them. I just thought whatever comes to me.
Okay. That's fair.
You know, whatever you see mainly would be best.
Okay. Let me tune in. What have we got here? I'm sensing some virus load in the brain, cranial nerve. So, yeah, let's see, cranial nerve. Eight, so maybe hearing or balance could be affected from that. Neck pain, also stress. Stress level is quite high. Take care of your pancreas, insulin. I'm testing pre-stage of diabetes, like insulin resistance. So take care, please. Maybe some exercise and some plant-based food around that.
Okay, well.
Kathy,
yeah.
did that resonate?
Well, actually, I do try to eat whole food, plant-based, but I haven't been doing very good for a few months now, or with the exercising, the walking, like I used to help recently. But yeah, the virus thing, that's kind of, like, strange.
What do you suggest, Martina, for Kathy?
What do I suggest for Kathy? Relaxing. I feel, for some reason, I felt a lot of emotional baggage in her.
Yeah.
So it would be great to work on that, to release that, to also understand that lots of the things she's taking on her are not hers. It's other people's things. She's taking too much care of other people instead of taking care of herself. It's really about honoring and nourishing yourself and setting your boundaries.
Mm.
That would be important, and then everything can heal. Just tell the others your guidelines for now and be there for yourself.
I've been working
that
on that.
Caring person that you have been for all others. That would be the key for your healing.
Well, that's important. Kathy, does that make sense to you?
Yes, I've been working on that. It's been very a big thing I've been working on. Yes, thank you.
It's time for you, Kathy. some self-care time.
Yeah.
Okay, Kathy, I hope that was helpful. And if you want to go further, I'm sure Martina could probably help you further with everything she was mentioning, if that resonates.
Yes, thank
you. Okay,
thank you,
sweetie.
Thank you.
All right. Blessings, Kathy.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Martina, we'll go back and take some other questions in a few minutes, but I want to go ahead and talk about what you created for this community. All of our speakers create beautiful offerings just for this group. Martina created the Immune System Resilience in 21 Days. If you want to look over these offers, go to straighttalkforthesoul.com. In our marketplace, you'll see Martina's beautiful face. Click on that, that beautiful smile. Great picture of you, Martina, by the way.
Thank you.
Looking vibrant, as always. And you will see these two offerings. The first one, offer A, is the Immune System Resilience, and it's a collection of healing MP3 recordings, and Martina, I'll have you describe those in just a second. And then offer B is all of that, so you get all of those recordings plus a private session with Martina, which is what I would recommend if this is resonating with you today. So, Martina, the Immune System Resilience Package, describe the different MP3s that you have included to support people in boosting their immune system.
Thank you. Yes, I'd love to explain that. For those of you that bought my previous package, you will notice that some of the recordings, they have a little different title, but they remain obviously the same, but I did upgrade them and added the newest frequency and also added them to the stress in particular. So they really match what the entire call is about. And so we have the first one, the power of oxygen. This is for cell vibration and more energy and vitality. This will reduce stress and will calm yourself down instantly. Your metabolism will be balanced, and also your lung capacity will be used for maximum filtration and for maximum oxygen intake to prevent disease. Then we have the next recording is Connect with Your Intuition. This is a very, very important one, because when you can connect to your intuition, you will release your inner healer, you will always get the answers, and you can just trust the information that you get from there. So raise your confidence in yourself and regain internal balance.
Mm-hmm.
Then
beautiful.
The third one is Access Your Soul's Wisdom, the key to ascension and enlightenment. Well, the title says it all. And there we are. We were just talking about self-love, because this is what this recording also is helpful when you listen to it. Increase the capacity for self-love, connect deeply with universal knowledge, and also connect with other souls who have come before or are yet to come. So this is so, so beautiful. Then we have one recording, the energetic supplements. This is now interesting, because this gives your body what it needs to heal and what it needs to keep running on the highest level possible. So it is self-balancing. If you just listen to it, it will self-regulate what you need or what you don't need. And imagine the amount of money you will save not buying extra supplements. This is a very beautiful thing. While, to be honest, I recommend three vitamins to additionally have: the vitamin C, then the vitamin D3, mm-hmm. and magnesium, mm-hmm. because we need so much of that just to be sure, and you literally cannot overdo. The vitamin D is a bit tricky, but
yeah.
vitamin C and magnesium, nothing will happen if you overdo, but if you have a lack of it, you will notice that very, very quickly. It
what about zinc, Martina?
Influence. Yes, zinc is also very, very important, and also chromium, especially when it comes to the virus now.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very important tool also to make use of the insulin that is released in the body. But I do not want to go into details.
Yes.
This is more or less included in the recording, but the vitamin C, the magnesium, and the vitamin D3, this is something you should consider to really take external in physical form to additionally support your body. We need so much of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then heavy metal release. It says headaches and migraines be gone. That's good for some of you who wrote in about that. So
absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or even like abdominal pain, those things stay there and cause problems and you don't know what's going on. And then let's go to the brain. Everybody knows that those things tend to get stuck in the brain. Like aluminium, some of you have maybe heard that it may be the cause of Alzheimer's disease. Nobody wants that. So this needs to go, and it will support your brain for long-term cognition, will take out all the mercury that is there, and all these things that we are not even aware of.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wonderful.
So again, then we have the frequency recording. This is now very, very interesting because frequencies are everywhere. Every computer, every mobile, every human, the earth itself, the universe. But which is what is way more worse is, of course, this 5G and 4G and all these, what they put out there and is emitting radio frequencies and all other things we like microwaves and that we should really protect ourselves. Yes, it's really, really important. And we need to balance that because we are pure frequency. Our bodies are pure frequency. And this frequency is, of course, influenced by outer frequency. And so this is a way with this recording to help your body deal with all these frequencies and not to get harmed from that.
Mm-hmm. So it's protection against harmful frequencies on this one.
Yes.
And it also eliminates brain fog.
Yes.
That's an added bonus for that one.
Absolutely. And protection from germs. Of course, this is an interesting one, especially in those times when we're talking about virus. Of course, the virus is included, but we also include bacteria and yeast and also parasites. And it's always helpful. Some of these viruses and bacteria and yeast is in our bodies. It lives there and we need it, but sometimes it overgrows and then it needs to be balanced. And it's good for everything to keep everything in balance and, of course, protect us from unknown viruses like we have been going through or are still going through when it comes to COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Yes, we have one more. The autonomic immune system or nervous system improve immunity from outward threats. You will discover how inner peace and how being calm looks like. Your energy will be allowed to flow freely, and all your muscle functions, your ability to move, everything will improve. Your creativity will improve. Your clarity of thinking, your logical thinking, everything is related to that one. You will be more awake. Your muscles might get stronger. Your appetite balances. Your blood pressure regulates. When you are in stress mode, it's likely to be too high. So your heartbeat slows down. Your blood pressure decreases. Maybe even depression just
lifts.
Disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These are awesome. These are wonderful. And then you have one more, which is quiet the monkey mind.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, our monkey mind. Actually, I do not like the wording, but everybody knows what
I mean. So, yeah.
Yes. And it's this crazy little thing that is permanently talking, and you want to do something, and then something comes up, yeah, but, and So these circles start, and it's so, so important to quiet your mind down, because it's not our brain's job to figure out things. This is not what our brain is made for. And therefore, we need to quiet it down. We need to be able to access source, our intuition, to get the answers. And therefore, this recording that will reduce your anxiety, also improve visualization and access a solution-based thinking again.
Well, don't we need that right now, right?
Yes.
Progressive
Absolutely.
Solutions, please.
Yes, would be very
those are
helpful.
Amazing MP3s. So I have this feeling people are wondering, okay, so do I need to listen to this over and over and over again? Or what do you suggest, Martina, with these MP3s?
Okay, each of the recordings is infused with a clearing energy, and each time you listen, more toxicity, more things will clear from either your brain or your body. And you can listen to the recordings daily. You can listen to one recording or to those that you feel called to listen to. At first, you can listen to them on a loop. These recordings, I created them in a state of true love, and you will be able to hear the support and the connection as you listen to each of the MP3. Your cells will kind of like react to that, and you will notice that, and you feel that the energies, the harmful energies, are starting to leave your body and your brain. So feel free to listen to the recordings as much as you like. You can put them on a loop. If you are bored of listening to my voice, please put them on silent. Listen to them on silent. It's all good. It's also good because some people now ask me if it's okay to share them with the family. Of course, it is okay to share with your direct family, but please only direct family members that live in the same household with you. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's perfectly fine. You cannot overdo. So if your body or if your brain doesn't need something, some of the recordings, it's perfectly fine. It won't harm you. Listen to my recording. You just take no benefits from it, but it will also not harm you.
Right.
And it will start working at the very beginning. So the first time you listen, it already starts working. So it's not like you have to listen 21 days until you notice something.
Mm-hmm.
It will start, or most people notice benefits right away.
That's beautiful. I want to highlight that you have a 5-day bonus offer. In the first 5 days, you're also including Becoming More Resilient, which is another MP3.
Yes.
So what is that?
Well, for my perception, resilience is the key to everything. To everything in our lives where I come up with resistance, I will get more of resistance. So if I'm resisting my pain, if I want to fight the pain, or if I have an argument with a loved one or whatever, a friend, and I'm holding against it, it will power up, and at the end, maybe you have kind of like an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
If you have resilience, knowing that everything is there for a reason, knowing that the other person that wants to argue with you doesn't actually mean you, but is working on things that goes on within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you do not react, but let it simply pass through.
Yeah.
Then it's gone. Imagine like you just open yourself up and the negative energy comes, passes through, and it's gone. When you have resistance, then the negative energy somewhere bounces within your energy field, gets stuck, and then you resonate. And then you are in stress, and then you get sick. And therefore, resilience is one of the most important things.
I agree. So from resistance to resilience.
Yes.
And, I just saw that energy coming in. Like, say you're having a disagreement or something. It can just flow through you. But if you resist it, it gets stuck in the body. And then eventually, you get the symptoms, you know, disease, all of that. So we want you to be resilient, everybody. So Martina, thank you for creating all of those beautiful, that collection. And all of that is included in offer B, as well as a private session with you. And so that's where you scan and clear the physical, mental, emotional issues, bring everything into alignment with the soul's path. You scan for core issues and help them with that.
Yes.
And as it says here, deep healing is possible during that sacred time. So,
yes,
it can happen in one session. So if you're feeling called to do this, what a great gift you can give yourself. It's a challenging time for the world and everyone. And so we want all the light workers and the way showers, which you are if you're listening to this show, feeling good and resilient and feeling powerful. And right, Martina, we want to pump everybody
Absolutely.
Up, make everybody feel good.
We need everyone on board on
yes.
the light side
yes.
and support those that are not even in that position. So we really need every one of you to be with us and support humanity.
In their fullest potential. All
Absolutely.
Light workers on deck now.
Yes.
let's get you feeling good and, you know, reignite that vitality because it certainly doesn't feel good when you have pain or confusion or frustration or all of that. So
yeah.
Martina can help you. Okay, Martina, beautiful offerings. Again, for those of you listening, you can find them in our marketplace at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Martina, Tara from California wrote in and said, wow, Martina is so amazing. She catches everything, like a global scan of the whole being. What a lady. Thank you, Martina. That was sweet of her, right, Martina?
Absolutely.
A global scan. I don't know if you worked with her or if she just has sensed that from today, but Tara did go on to ask you, Martina. She said, I would like to ask what you suggest for my digestive issues and muscle pain. That's for Tara.
Digestive issues, so we have to have a look at the gut biome. That is, or the entire digestion system is a little bit out of balance due to stress, which is very much normal. What was that muscle pain? Sorry.
Yes.
Detox. So the entire digestion system is not working properly together, and some of the toxins that should leave through the gut are released through the walls of the gut back into the body, and this is causing the physical pain, the muscle pain. So we need to take care of a proper detox and looking at the gut biome by reducing the stress and fueling the gut biome at the same time to bring everything back into balance. There is some huge imbalance going on.
Mm. Okay. Anything else you want to share with Tara, Martina?
Just sending some clearing energy, and let's see if anything comes up that she can do right away. I don't know what Tara's diet looks like, but in her case, I would recommend meat protein. I don't know if she's having meat, but this is what she's lacking. So maybe eggs will do the job, for example, if she doesn't want to go with meat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That would be helpful for the pain, for helping with the pain. This is a lack of proteins.
Okay. Tara, are you listening? I hope so. And thank you for those kind words for Martina. That was very kind of you. Okay, Martina, I want to read something from Cindy. Cindy is in Salt Lake City. She's written in twice about her son. She said her son, Cindy's son, has a rare genetic disorder that causes numerous health problems that cause him and us a lot of pain, struggle, and suffering, and prevents him and us from having a healthy, joyful life experience. We have tried so many different modalities and supplements with minimal lasting results. We're discouraged, exhausted. And then she went on to say, we would love for him to have our son to have a miraculous healing from this rare genetic disorder. Can Martina help him? And how can we even know what's possible for him? Is her question.
This is a good question. First of all, in general, it is possible to also help with these things. There are like 1% of all disease that are so-called genetic disease that are really genetically based. All of the other things that school medicine is labeling genetic disease is a genetic disposition that can show up but does not have to show up. It would be worth having a look at the soul path of this young man. Maybe this disease is there for a reason. Maybe it's meant for him to heal. Everything is possible with that. But this is nothing I can just do right now. This is something we have to go deeper. We have to really go to the DNA, change things. Miracles are possible. I've been working on a young man with genetic disposition, and this completely disappeared. So everything is possible. Mm-hmm. Let's see. But it's so difficult to promise anything, and I do not want to do that. That's not my way of working. Miracles are possible. I already was able to create things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cindy, if you feel called to do so, I would schedule a session. Would you encourage them both to be on the call, Cindy and her son, Martina, if she were to do that?
Well, it depends on what we're talking about. If the son is able to talk to me and work with me directly, I would be happy to do that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not able, I can do that through the mom, use her as a surrogate. That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Either way is fine for me.
Okay. Cindy, I hope that you heard that. Tara wrote back in and said, wow, thank you so much from my heart and soul and stomach. You're amazing. okay, Tara. Let's see. Janine is in Syracuse. Janine says she has neuropathy in the balls of her feet caused by arthritis in her lower back, I think, she says. Any suggestions? I've had 2 hip joint replacements. Thanks in advance for any help. So Janine has neuropathy in the balls of her feet caused by arthritis in the lower back. Any suggestions or help?
First thing that came to my mind, the lack of vitamin B. How could arthritis cause neuropathy in the balls of the feet? That doesn't make sense to me. It's a neurological issue. There is something has happened to the nerves, maybe a pinched nerve when they were working on the hips. This goes down here. Yeah. It has to do with the blood circulation, with the lymphatic transport from down of the feet, lack of vitamin and neurological. So we need to reconnect the peripheral nervous system to the proper to the proper location. There's some distractions here.
Mm.
And looking at the plantar fascia. So everything came out of balance while doing the surgery, the hip replacement. again, some tissue had been cut, and it's like nerve disruption. Yeah, nerve disruption in a certain area.
Mm.
This is causing this feeling. Let me send them energy, opening up the flow. I hope I could release that a little bit, because I can imagine this is very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Janine, I hope that you have been with us for that. let us know how you're doing, if that resonated. Thank you, Martina. Let's see. I'm going to go to Mandy. Mandy in New York. Hi, lovely being. So glad to be with you. Hi, Mandy. She said, I have digestive issues and would like to ask Martina what kind of food would be beneficial for me. Thank you immensely. That's Mandy.
Okay, just give me a second. Tuning in, looking at your metabolism. And then I can tell you what would be beneficial here. Okay. Okay. Now let's see. What I have been testing is, you are that type of person that should have lots of meat protein, like beef, lamb, chicken, also like liver, kidneys, heart, eggs, fresh vegetable. This is what you should have the most of. Your main meal is the breakfast. So maybe change that, even having some meat in the morning. That will support your digestion system. Maybe some piece of bread with that, some coffee is fine. What you not should have that much, like fruit, things like lentils, and plant-based oils. So you're more the type having butter or coconut oil, for example. That would be great for you. And milk products, try to avoid them. And refined carbs, so anything that where carb is like, yeah, where they used it for something and you don't know what it actually should be. Your lunch should be like the medium size, can have like veggies, and for protein you want to have fish or seafood or chicken, a little bit of vegetables. A small portion of fruit, for example, would be good. And for dinner, only something small, something, a little bit of chicken, a little bit of fish. Again, you can have some vegetables, one piece of fruit, and not eating too late. I hope that makes any sense to you. Mm-hmm. But try that. Maybe you do it exactly the other way around, and give that a try. Mm-hmm. And please let me know if your digestion issues are getting better. I'm pretty much sure they will.
Okay, Mandy. There you go, Mandy. And Martina, thank you for being so generous with addressing so many beautiful beings. I'm feeling called to take one more live caller, and then we'll begin to wrap up. I'm going to go to area code 801. 801, you are live with us.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, hold on. I got you on speakerphone. Just one sec.
Okay. You sounded good, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah, it was just so loud. I was like surprised when I had it to my ear.
Okay.
Anyway, so I had a mysterious illness back in the, like, 96. Nobody could tell me what it was. I'm like, going, is it Lyme's disease? Is it blah, blah, blah? I mean, nobody could tell me what it was, or a severe allergic reaction. Mm-hmm. But every now and again, it could, like the symptoms come back up,
okay.
Like a tiny rash on my elbows or just a funny feeling on the inside. And I'm wondering if you can tell, was it a virus or is it a bacteria?
What's your name?
Virus.
Deborah.
Deborah, okay.
Yes, Deborah. Yes.
I was clearly testing for virus. And let me see. I think it's one of the herpes family viruses, like Epstein-Barr or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So what do you suggest to have it, like, completely? Because, I mean, I feel pretty good most of the time. I don't have any acute symptoms or anything like that.
Well, it's everything that is good for keeping the virus load under control. So there are things like turmeric paste, like oregano oil, like olive oil. There are so many beautiful things that you can easily implement into your daily life to just make sure to keep the virus load low. That will help the most. Listen to my recordings, please. And but yeah, everything seems okay so far. There, I don't test for any yeast. There is no bacteria. Maybe it's also linked. Did you notice some emotional challenge before this shows up?
It's like it seems like it has to do with heat, like the sun, heat from the sun, and that kind of irritation you get from being hot.
Okay. Well, maybe there are those bacteria on the skin, and maybe those react with the sweat that you're producing. So maybe this has to do with that. Then we are in detox. Yeah, wild blueberries and turmeric would be great for you. Do you like them? Do you like turmeric?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Ah, beautiful. So you can prepare paste from that. It's very, very beneficial and helpful on so many levels. Or you can prepare lots of meals with that. It would be great to have it daily. Helps with the detox, and wild blueberries, they are very, very beneficial and also helping with the inflammation. So there are only small things that are not going okay for you. Nothing really serious.
Hmm. Yeah, I was just wondering how to, like, make it completely gone. Because it's funny, it comes up every September, too, and my hair will fall out a little bit. I like the symptoms come back, but they're, like, very mild compared to what they were.
Okay.
Yeah, but thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. At least it's nothing major, right? Sounds like things are pretty good.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Deborah. Okay.
Have a good day.
You too, sweetie.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, Martina, you've helped so many people, and I'm sure that you will help many more in some private sessions that come from this show. You are amazing and wonderful. I appreciate you so much. We're going to start wrapping up here, Martina. Any final message or anything that you'd like to share with this beautiful audience before we say goodbye?
Yeah, your audience is really, really beautiful. Thank you so much. The only advice that I can give you or recommend to you is trust. Trust that everything is perfectly fine, no matter how it looks in the outside. I know, especially at the moment, things really look weird, and especially in the U.S., the situation is really not funny. I'm following a lot how you guys are all doing. And the only thing you can do is trust that everything happens for a reason and that everything will be fine. you are fine. Concentrate on that very moment. Be with yourself. Be okay. Love yourself and simply spread the love. That would be so important for entire humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Martina. And I want to remind everyone of something that you said early on in the show about miracles can't, you know, allow miracles. And yes. For those of you who may be experiencing any kind of acute pain, chronic pain, even life-threatening pain, perhaps it's been labeled as incurable, I would say try working with Martina. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain, I assure you. So I love that you said that earlier, Martina, about miracles can be allowed. We can allow them.
Yeah.
So thank you for everything that you do, Martina. It's been a wonderful show once again with you. I appreciate you. And you're welcome. And to everyone who's joined us, thank you so much for the gift of your presence, your love, your energy here in our sacred circle today. We appreciate you and hope that you received the insights and the messages that are most beneficial for you right now. And if you're ready to receive this wonderful collection of healing MP3 recordings that Martina has created, they're designed to support your immune system. Say yes to these opportunities. Plus, of course, the opportunity to work privately with Martina for a scanning and a clearing of all your physical, mental, and emotional issues. We want to get you back into alignment so that you are, you know, just operating at your full potential here at this important time on planet Earth. So as we bring the show to a close, I want to remind you, be kind to yourself, be kind to one another, be new now. Let's feel powerful instead of powerless. It is my greatest wish that we inspire one another to feel relief, to get empowered, and to be the change that we want to see in this world. So thank you for being with us. It's a powerful sacred circle. There's such power in an inspired community like this, so we really appreciate you. Know that you deserve radiance. You deserve vitality. You deserve abundance in all form. And just claim it, allow for it, and that's why we provide all of this support here every day. So remember that you are brilliant, you are resilient. I appreciate you. Thank you for going on this soulful adventure with Martina and myself today. I am sending waves and waves of love and light and joy from my heart to yours. May you feel it. Please receive it. Offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful, unique glow of yours. I will see all of you back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everyone.